Are you ready for some words of encouragement? Well, thanks for joining us for today's daily devotional from Our Daily Bread. The writer for today is Wynne Collier, and today's reading is titled, Out of Our Poverty. Warren Buffett and Bill and Melinda Gates made history when they launched the Giving Pledge, promising to donate half of their money. As of 2018, this meant giving away $92 billion. The pledge made psychologist Paul Piff curious to study giving patterns. Through a research test, he discovered that the poor were inclined to give 44% more of what they had than wealthy people. Those who felt their own poverty are often moved to greater generosity. Jesus knew this. In Mark 12, while visiting the temple, he watched the crowds drop gifts into the treasury. The rich tossed in wads of cash, but a poor widow pulled out her last two copper coins, worth maybe a penny, and placed them into the basket. I picture Jesus standing up, delighted and astounded. Immediately, he gathered his disciples, making sure they didn't miss this dazzling act. This poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others, Jesus exclaimed. The disciples looked at each other, bewildered, hoping someone could explain what Jesus was talking about. So, he made it plain. Those bringing huge gifts gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything. We may have little to give, but Jesus invites us to give out of our poverty. Though it may seem meager to others, we give what we have, and God finds great joy in our lavish gifts. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is taken from Mark chapter 12, verses 38 through 44. As he taught, Jesus said, "Watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. These men will be punished most severely." Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth. But she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." Now let's pray. God, we often feel like we have nothing to offer you. Yet you are the giver of great gifts, and you tell us that no gift is greater than another. So, Lord, we stand before you, our hands held out in front of us, and we ask that you would use us today. And we know that whatever you ask us to do, you have already equipped us for, so that we may move ahead with confidence, knowing that you are directing us, and with you by our side, we can accomplish anything. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.